Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy, and we have another intern in the building.
Yeah, a brand new intern, Adam the intern. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So tell us, give us a quick rundown about yourself. How old are you? Where do you go to school? Where are you from?
I'm 23 years old. I go to Delaware State University, and I'm born and raised in Woodside, Delaware.
23 years old. I was 23. Oh, that was my quarter-life crisis. So are you hoping to do radio?
I'm hoping to take whatever opportunities I can get. I mean, wherever the money's at, that's the goal.
That's some BS. Yeah, it's not radio. I'll tell you that much.
You might as well quit now.
Yeah. So we put your picture up on our Facebook page and said, you know, to people, what questions do you want to know? Somebody wants to know if you're single.
I am not. I've actually been with the same woman for 5 years now. So.
Really? Since you were 18 years old?
Since high school sweethearts.
Get rid of her.
Yeah, you need to sow your oats.
She's going
to
kill me tonight now that you said that.
She should get rid of you.
I told her we were best friends, so now she's going to be angry at you.
What's her name?
Angela. Angela Zellin.
Okay.
Angela Bale. Is she 23 too?
No, she's 21.
Oh my God. Although I shouldn't say that because I've been scouting the talent pool around here. Maybe, you know, Angela, maybe hold on to him.
Maybe.
What was the last lie that you told?
The last lie I told? I don't know if I can say it.
Oh, no, you can.
No, honestly, I don't remember. I'm not like, oh, that was a lie. Let me take a tally.
I lie all the time.
Telling you guys that I, you know, wanted to do radio or something.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true. And then somebody else wants to know, if you were plotting to murder someone, how exactly would you do it?
If I were plotting to murder someone, it would be whoever thought internship should be free.
Yes. You know what? What are you a junior standing?
I should graduate in December.
Okay, because
I got one more semester left.
I went to Temple. I went to like six different colleges. Got kicked out of one. But it took me 8 years to get my 4-year degree. And I just went on a ring.
I'm on the 5.5-year program. So
good. Enjoy paying that back.
I'm a lucky one. I don't have student loans. I love my mother. She did a payment plan, so I can't complain.
Oh, Mrs. Epps. Yeah. I'm gonna. Now you know what? I hate you. Every time I pay that stupid student loan bill, because they get you. I have friends who graduated high school, went to work. You know, everybody's like, oh, you just got some crappy job.
Yep.
You know, nope. They bought a house. Their mortgages are like 3% APR. Uh-huh. I look at my student loan, 7.5% I'm paying on. It's a business. I know. It's $200 a month. I'm 20 grand, right? 20 grand did $200 a month. And they just keep stacking interest on top of it. I'm never going to pay that off.
So every time you cut a check for that now, you're going to be like, damn you, Adam.
Yeah. You and your girlfriend and your no student loans.
She liked you yesterday.
I know. Now I don't know how this internship's going to go. Yeah. She's going to give me more work than I wanted, right?
Yeah. It all went to hell.
Yeah. Louise wants to know from that picture, who is your personal fashion designer? Do you pick your own clothes or does your girlfriend?
For the most part, I pick my own clothes. But if the girlfriend doesn't approve, you know, I got to change.
It's one of those. That's how that works.
Me and I just looked at each other. They were like, uh-oh.
So are you planning 5 years? Are you planning on marrying her?
Yeah, I plan on marrying her, but you know, not anytime soon. See, I know so many kids we go to school with, they get married at 21. I'm like,
that's
or at 20, I'm like,
here.
You can't even drink at your wedding. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
But you've got 5 years in, plenty of cash around because no student loans to
no,
pay.
No, see, that's you're the, good. I don't have any plenty of cash around because I'm doing a free internship. See, I'm not working. How am I supposed to make money?
That's the way it goes, though. Yeah. All right, so Angela, you can look for that proposal. Like, summertime.
She knows she's listening right now. I guarantee she's listening. I'm probably going to get a text.
Let's get her number out.
Yeah, all right, ready?
No, don't give it out on air. He's about to give it out on air.
Hey, it's my debut. I don't know the rules of radio. Yeah.
There you go. You write down and Petch. We'll give Angela a call. Is she at work or school or anything right now?
She's at work. She works for the state, but you know it's a state job. She can just be like, hey guys, I'm leaving for the day.
Man, both of you just gravy training it. Gravy train through Delaware. All right, give that to Petch. He's gonna call. We'll give Angela a call right now and see. We'll see what her hopes for your future are. What if she says
she's probably very angry right now because we're probably gonna call her, but it'll be funny. So great radio, right?
Yeah. All right.
Let's see if she picks up.
Her and her state job.
Yeah.
They're all just around eating little cupcakes. Tracy brought in brownies again. Those are the conversations they have in offices.
Trust me, I know.
Oh. She's listening and not picking up. She's like, I'm having no part of this at all whatsoever.
Angela's not doing it. All right.
Angela. No.
All right, we'll hang
I'm waiting for her to ignore that and me get a text like, what the hell are you doing?
she hates you
your
right now.
Your call has been
forwarded. No. Oh, there you go.
She banged on us. All right, we'll try Angela again.
It's no snuggles for you tonight. I can tell you that now.
Well, tomorrow the answer to are you single will be yes.
But how many weeks have we actually got you here?
I got to do 120 hours so until I complete
what
that.
What do you say? Like it's jail time.
No,
I got 220 hours.
It's like community service.
Like we have been banging out license plates.
So I know, because the front yard needs weeding and stuff. Like, we'll get him out there doing that as well.
Well, then what's our boss going to do?
Oh, that's true. Well,
all right, Adam, welcome to Eagle 97.7, and we look forward to doing 120 hours with you.
It's great to be here.
All right, perfect.